KSCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fire crews in California slowly trying to contain the major wildfires burning in Los Angeles County for more than a week. The Eaton Fire, just 35% contained. L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says dangerous Santa Ana winds are back.
Remain alert, as danger has not yet passed.
House Speaker Mike Johnson clarifying yesterday's remarks that there should be conditions on federal funding for the state, saying there are discussions on how to best spend any approved funds over the reconciliation bills.
Leader and I come from a disaster-prone state, Louisiana. We deal with hurricanes and floods and tornadoes all the time, and wildfires as well. We all know that. We all feel that. We're all Americans. And the Americans there that are affected, desperately need and deserve help.
Confirmation hearings wrapping up for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. Democrats grilled Hegseth over his comments that women should not serve in combat. Hegseth pushing back on allegations of sexual assault and personal misconduct. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
4 WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 3.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.79 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 0.8 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 3.2 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.54 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 65 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today. The national average is up 0.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 3.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 3.7 cents in the last week and stands at $3.52 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "While gas prices haven't shifted significantly yet, oil prices have climbed to their highest level since October, driven by President Biden's new sanctions on so-called dark vessels, which have slowed countries like Iran's ability to sell oil. This could soon lead to more noticeable increases in gas prices. Seasonally weak demand may help soften the impact of any increases for now, but with refinery maintenance season just weeks away, when refiners typically reduce gasoline production, motorists should be prepared for the spring rally to kick off." For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before a warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn as the national media landscape continues to evolve. Plus, when insurance companies go broke, who pays? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
I got you covered. Sick of watching the news? Don't worry, I got you covered. Didn't want to sit and listen to Pete Hegseth blather on for hours and hours. Don't worry, I got you covered. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we get into the Pete Hegseth confirmation hearing today, I want to take a minute to address some nonsense that I hear all the time about January 6th, because tomorrow I'm going to spend at least the first hour talking about Jack Smith's report about January 6th. Here's what I hear all the time about January 6th from conservatives. I've heard it on these airwaves. The next time somebody says this on a call with me, you get dumped immediately. You have been warned. I hear this. The January 6th committee destroyed evidence. That is a lie. First of all, Cardi, in the show document for today, there is a link. And it's to the government website that still exists and probably won't come like 2 p.m. on Monday. Okay, it's the government website that has thousands of pages of transcripts and emails and the 850-page report with the footnotes. It has the evidence from the January 6th committee. Any of the evidence that they talked about in the committee, it's there. Okay, go check it out. We're putting the website in the show notes for today. Go to civicmedia.us/shows. Go to the Maggie Dawn Show. Go to Hour 2 for today. The link will be in there. Okay? 140 transcripts, depositions, documents, memos, voicemails, emails. It's there. If the January 6th committee talked about it, if it was cited by the January 6th committee, it's there. Here's what, according to the committee rules, is not archived and preserved, because there's no destruction. It's just a question of like what evidence, what stuff is placed into the archives and preserved. Okay. Non-substantive emails, duplicate emails, stuff that's in quadruplicate, things that aren't materials not relevant to the committee's investigation. Now, here's the next thing that I hear from conservatives. They destroyed the evidence that Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops for January 6th. Who was Speaker of the Senate, excuse me, not the Speaker, but leader of the Senate. Wasn't it the Senate that was responsible for the election? Yeah, that was Mitch McConnell. The Speaker of the House of Representatives doesn't control the Capitol Police. They're also not in control of security for the Capitol. It's also not true that Nancy Pelosi turned them down. That is also a lie. And in fact, the origin of that lie was a statement in a book made by Capitol Police Chief Stephen A. Sund. And guess what? The January 6th committee's interview of Capitol Police Chief Sund is in the evidence that you can access on this website. It's not destroyed. And he never said that Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 National Guard troops. What he said was that the House Sergeant at Arms, Paul Irving, was concerned about the optics of having National Guard present. That's what he said, thing one. And thing two is that when there was some conversation with Donald Trump and Donald Trump wanting to march with people from the big rally to the Capitol. And in that conversation, it came up again to have National Guard troops and the optics and all of that. And Donald Trump turned it down. And here is the fact. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and a bunch of Republicans called Donald Trump as he sat in the White House dining room while this was happening and asked him to order the National Guard troops there. And he didn't. So there's no evidence destroyed. There's no evidence destroyed of Nancy Pelosi turning down the National Guard troops because that didn't happen. Facts matter. So please, if you're a conservative, go to the government website. It's a long web link. Otherwise, I just read it. But we're going to put it in the show notes. Go to the website. Check it out. Civicmedia.us/shows. Go to the Maggie Dawn Show. Second hour for today. The link will be there. Go look at the evidence. I'm over it. Here's what's in the committee report. Trump briefly considered having the National Guard oversee his procession to the U.S. Capitol, but he did not order the National Guard to protect the U.S. Capitol or to secure the joint session proceedings during the count of the Electoral College. Facts. So I hear that from any conservative caller ever again, you're getting dumped. By the way, do you think Donald Trump is going to carefully preserve all of this evidence from Jack Smith's investigations of him? Yeah, probably not. And with that, a little correcting of the record, Cardi. With that, let's turn to Pete Hegseth. Spent the first hour talking about the lawless loose cannon known as Aileen Cannon and her very effective attempts to shield Donald Trump for any criminal responsibility for what is, in my opinion, has always been the most egregious set of criminal acts by Donald Trump after he left the office. That is the stealing and then keeping of super secret spy documents, though he was asked over and 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 over again for a period of like nearly a year to turn them back over. Because you know what? They're supposed to be in the National Archives. Yep, Jack Smith's report on that case will never see the light of day. So, why do we talk about that first hour? Why are we talking about Hegseth's second hour? Well, they both just happened. And here's the common thread. Gross incompetent people who are completely unqualified. People who follow and have loyalty to individuals as opposed to our Constitution. A lack of transparency, an utter lack of accountability. Yeah, these are the common threads. ignoring the right of people, of the American people, to have all of the facts. That's what these two people, Aileen Cannon, Pete Hegseth, have in common. So let's dive in, shall we? Let's do that. We're going to start at the top. Let's start with Senator Kristen Gillibrand's questioning. It's pretty spicy. Let's take a listen. We're just going to take it from the top. This is cut 1A.
As secretary, would you take any action to reinstitute the combat arms exclusion for female service members, knowing full well you have hundreds of women doing that job right now? And the standards, your two-mile run, Tom, is about the Army combat fitness test. It is not the requirements to have an MOS 11 Bravo, which is the infantry. These are the requirements today for people serving in the industry, men and women. They are gender neutral, and they are very difficult to meet. They have not been reduced in any way, and our combat units, our infantry, is lethal. So please explain specifically, because you will be in charge of 3 million personnel. It is a big job. And when you make these public statements, and I get you were not Secretary of Defense then. I get you were on TV. I get you were helping veterans. I get it was a different job. But most recently, you said this in November of 2024, knowing full well you might have been named as Secretary of Defense. So please explain these types of statements, because they're brutal and they're mean. And they disrespect men and women who are willing to die for this country.
Well, Senator, I appreciate your comments. And I would point out, I've never disparaged women serving in the military. I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present.
Okay, except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024, when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, this happened throughout the hearing today. I respect him. What are you? Did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast? It's ridiculous. Were you lying then or are you lying now, sir? It's the favorite question friendly lawyer ladies that are really fired up on the radio ask witnesses when they're on the stand and they've given a series of inconsistent statements. Did you lose your mind? What happened? Did you have a conversion, a moment of clarity? The two things can't be true. And he kept talking throughout this entire hearing. Pete Hegseth, standards, standards, standards. We've lowered the standards. There are different standards. No, there's not. For key combat positions, there is no different female PT standard, female fitness standard, female IQ standard. They have to take these all kinds of tests. That's what Senator Gillibrand was talking about. He lied, repeated, acting like as if it's all the same thing and there's all this degradation of standard. And she was ticked off because the more he says that and how weak the military is now, the more he's disrespecting every single one of you that have served in the military and the sacrifices that you and your families have made and those that are serving today. Our military isn't weak, and it's certainly not made weaker by women in combat roles that meet the same standards and tests that the men do. And in fact, most people that have served in Iraq and Afghanistan acknowledge that women, especially in forward combat areas, can serve incredibly important roles and can do things that men cannot in those same forward operating theaters. We're going to take care of a little break. We're going to come back. Join us as we discuss the Hegseth confirmation hearings. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA.
going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
It was an escapade, all right. A circus? A disservice to the American people? D, all of the above. Folks, if you're wondering what the heck I'm talking about, that was the Pete Hegseth Secretary of Defense confirmation hearing, where one senator thought it a wise way to expend the time of the American people to serve his constituents, to ask this man who will lead 3 million... 3 million Americans that are in the armed services and control a nearly $1 trillion budget, thought it appropriate to ask him, how many push-ups can you do? Yes, that was the first question at the top of my mind for a guy that was accused of raping a woman, has been accused of his colleagues of having an alcoholism problem, whose mother called him a bad man. Let's go back to the hearing. Next up for the Democratic side was Senator Richard Blumenthal. And there was this back and forth about how many people are in each branch. I thought this was pretty interesting. Take a listen.
Let me ask you, how many men and women now serve in the United States Army? What is then strength?
Senator, I would like an opportunity to respond to the impugning of my leadership of a veterans organization. Concerned Veterans for America, you're on the VA committee, sir, and I appreciate your service there. The VA Accountability Act and the Mission Act were all brainchilds of Concerned Veterans for America. We used our donor money very intentionally and focused to create policy that bettered the lives of veterans.
Mr. Hegseth, I'm asking you a very simple question. How many men and women currently serve in the United States Army?
Senator, the United States Army, 450,000 on active duty, sir.
And how many in the Navy?
And the Navy is 425, sir.
Well, it's 337 this year. How many in the Marine Corps?
175,000, sir.
172,300. Those numbers dwarf any experience you had by many multiples. I don't believe that you can tell this committee or the people of America that you are qualified to lead them. I would support you as the spokesperson for the Pentagon. I don't dispute your communication skills, but I believe that we are entitled to the facts here. I've asked for more documents.
So what Richard Blumenthal is referring to is the fact that Pete Hegseth ran not only one, but two veterans organizations into financial ruin. It got so bad that the second organization, I believe, shut the entire thing down and had that organization absorbed into a different veterans group with which Pete had no more involvement. So if you can't run two veterans advocacy groups with very small budgets and not even 1,000 employees, you're going to be able to manage $3 million and nearly $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the spiciest exchanges was between Senator Hirono and Pete Hegseth. Cardi, we're just going to roll a bunch of these. Let's see how many we can pop in before we have to take care of some business. Let's just start, and I'll let you decide how many we get in, my friend. Let's just take a listen, everybody.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement relating to this kind of conduct?
Senator, I was falsely accused in October of 2017. It was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared.
I don't think completely cleared is accurate, but the fact is that your own lawyer said that you entered into an NDA and paid a person who accused you of raping her a sum of money to make sure that she did not file a complaint. Do you know that being drunk at work is prohibited for service members under the UCMJ?
Senator, those are multiple false anonymous reports peddled by NBC News.
Do you know that
run directly contradictory to the dozens of men and women at Fox News Channel who I work with who came on the record and said they never
seen. In your opening statement, Mr. Hegseth, you commit to holding leaders accountable at all levels. That includes you, of course. And frankly, as Secretary, you will be on the job 24/7. You recently promised some of my Republican colleagues that you stopped drinking and won't drink if confirmed, correct?
Absolutely.
You resign as Secretary of Defense if you drink on the job, which is a 24/7 position.
I've made this commitment on behalf of
will
the men and women I'm serving.
Will you resign as Secretary of Defense
I've made
if
this
you
commitment
drink
on behalf
the job.
Of the men and women I'm serving
I'm not
because
hearing,
it's the most important deployment of my life.
I'm not hearing an answer to my question, so I'm going to move on. As Secretary of Defense, you will swear an oath to the Constitution and not an oath to any man, woman, or president, correct?
Senator, on multiple occasions, including as a young second lieutenant, I have sworn an oath to the Constitution.
Answer is yes.
And I'm proud to do so. Yes, ma'am.
2020, then President Trump directed former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper to shoot protesters in the legs in downtown D.C., an order Secretary Esper refused to comply with. Would you carry out such an order from President Trump?
Senator, I was in the Washington, D.C. National Guard unit that was in Lafayette Square during those
would
events.
Would you carry out an order to shoot protesters in the legs?
I saw 50 Secret Service agents get injured
Secretary
by
Esper.
Rioters trying to jump over the fence, set
again,
a church on fire, and destroy
a statue.
You know
what? That sounds to me that you will comply with such an order. You will shoot protesters in the leg. Moving on.
Except if it's January 6th and they're breaking through those barriers. Can't make it up. We will continue with sound from Pete Hegseth's circus-like complete escapade of a confirmation hearing today, a disservice to every single American and every single active and retired member of the U.S. military. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join our conversation about Mr. Hegseth. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Back with more in just a moment.
News from the center, WRCE.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
As we look ahead to the soybean market in 2025, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, highlights several factors influencing its trajectory. While supply and demand remain key drivers, recent policy developments are also making a significant impact. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and one of the key elements that have been on the radar for the industry is a tax credit plan for biofuels, which could have a profound effect on the market. John Heinberg tells us more.
This plan was called 45Z, and this market's been waiting for this. It was part of the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed well early in 2024. The administration kind of kept dragging it out until the very end here before they released some of those proposals. They came out also on Thursday and Friday last week with some base guidelines for those proposals. One of the big things in there was tax credits for used cooking oil imports were going to be not available.
That's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing. I'll have a look at your closing markets right after this.
Just stop and listen to these great details on our next farm tour. Hi, everybody. I'm PM Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th as we head to the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, Victoria, as well as agricultural highlights. We'll start in Calgary and visit their expansive Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour and meet a Mountie. Next, we board a via rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Once we arrive in Vancouver, we'll enjoy award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery and also take a ferry to Vancouver Island for a stroll through Bouchard Gardens. We'll learn about farming life on the island during fascinating visits to a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Again, July 26th through August 4th, join me for our next tour of the Canadian Rockies.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your closing markets. Cash corn closed at 474.5, down 2 cents. New crop corn closed at 456.75, down a half. Cash beans closed at 1047.5, that was down 5.5 cents. And new crop beans closed at 1049.5, down 1.5 cents. Cash wheat closed at 546.25, up 1.25 cents. And new crop wheat closed at 568.5, up a penny. On the dairy side of things, February Class C milk contract is trading at 1985 a hundredweight, down 75 cents. And March milk is trading at 1962, down 65 cents. Barrel cheese closed at 187, that was down a penny. 40-pound block cheese closed down a penny as well at 190, and the AA butter closed at 257.5, down 3.75. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before a warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
There may be lead contamination at your children's school. On the next show, we'll discuss the latest statement from Milwaukee Public Schools with Black and the Campaign for Lead-Free Water.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
some rest in the forest. There is trouble with the trees, for the maples want more sunlight and the oaks ignore their pleas.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, the Maggie Dawn Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 4 to 6, excuse me, from 2 to 4 p.m. every day. And of course, you've got my good friend Dom Salvia that follows from 4 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday. So stick around for Dom. I have an inkling that he might be talking about the Pete Hegseth confirmation hearing. Just a hunch. One of the things that Mr. Hegseth talked repeatedly about in the hearing today was the idea of standards. And I want to make very clear that standards are not just about intellectual and physical capacity. Standards also in the military are standards of character. It's why the Uniform Code of Military Justice prohibits drinking and intoxication. It's why it prohibits adultery. Things that our criminal code for civilians do not. And so let me be clear that it is my view that male or female, black or white, short or tall, that if an individual can meet the standards for a particular combat position, they should be able to serve. Seems that Pete Hegseth has had some sort of epiphany since the time he flapped his gums, made no such exception to his blanket statement that women in combat weaken the military. That's simply false. So let me be clear. You meet the standard, you can serve in that role. But the idea of the standards surrounding character is one that is so important. The military holds itself and each other, for members within the military, to higher standards of character and conduct than anywhere else in American life. And the idea that this man who has been accused on multiple occasions of harassment, of assault, of intoxication on the job, creating a hostile workplace, harassment. One of the women who worked for Pete Hegseth when he ran one of these veteran nonprofits. This is where the allegation of he took them all to a strip club. He was super intoxicated, shouted out, kill all the Muslims, tried to grope a stripper. A woman who was at that event complained about not only the fact that they were there, alleged sexual assault by someone else that she worked with. These are the man has been married 3 times. He cheated on wife number 2 and got wife number 3 pregnant. I mean, this is not a man of high character, period, full stop. I don't care what. I'm redeemed. I've been saved by Jesus and Jenny. That was his line. I've been saved by Jesus and Jenny. Congratulations, sir. That gives me no confidence in your ability to continue to comport yourself, if you claim to be so doing so today, at the highest standards of conduct and character that is required of every member of our military, and certainly of the Secretary of Defense. I thought Senator Tim Kaine's questioning of Mr. Hegseth was particularly revealing. Let's take a listen. Let's start with 6A, and we'll move on from there, Cardi.
At that time, you were still married to your second wife, correct?
I believe so.
And you had just fathered a child by a woman who would later become your third wife, correct?
Senator, I was falsely charged, investigated, and completely cleared.
So you think you were completely cleared because you committed no crime? That's your definition of cleared? You had just fathered a child 2 months before by a woman that was not your wife. I am shocked that you would stand here and say you're completely cleared. Can you so casually cheat, on a second wife and cheat on the mother of a child that had been born 2 months before, and you tell us you are completely cleared. Senator, how is that a complete clear?
Senator, her child's name is Gwendolyn Hope Hegseth, and she's a child of God, and she's 7 years old.
And she was, and you cheated on the mother of that child less than 2 months after that daughter was born, didn't you?
Those were false charges.
Well,
it was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared. And I am so grateful for the marriage I have to this amazing woman behind me.
You've admitted that you had sex at that hotel in October 2017. You said it was consensual. Isn't that correct?
Anything?
You've admitted that it was consensual, and you were still married, and you just had a child by another woman.
Again,
how do you explain your judgment?
Completely false charges against me.
You fully investigated,
and I was completely clear.
You have admitted that you had sex while you were married to wife two after you just had fathered a child by wife three. You've admitted that. Now, if it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
It was a false claim then and a false claim now.
If it had been a sexual assault, that would be disqualifying to be Secretary of Defense, wouldn't it?
That was a false claim.
How do you, so not you
talking
can't
about
say
a hypothetical?
Yes.
So you can't tell me whether someone who has committed a sexual assault is disqualified from being Secretary of Defense?
Senator, I know in my instance, and I'm talking about my instance only, it was a false claim.
But you acknowledge that you cheated on your wife and that you cheated on the woman by whom you had just fathered a child. You have admitted that.
I will allow your words to speak for themselves.
You're not retracting that today. That's good. I assume that in each of your weddings, you've pledged to be faithful to your wife. You've taken an oath to do that, haven't you?
Senator, as I've acknowledged to everyone in this committee, not a perfect person, not claiming to
be. But no, I just asked a simple question. You've taken an oath, like you would take an oath to be Secretary of Defense in all of your weddings, to be faithful to your wife. Is that correct?
I have failed in things in my life, and thankfully I'm redeemed by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
In finalizing divorces from your first and second wives, were there non-disclosure agreements in connection with those divorces?
Senator, not that I'm aware of.
If there were, would you agree to release those first and second wives from any confidentiality agreement?
Senator, it's not something I'm aware of.
But if there were, you would agree to release them from a confidentiality.
Senator, that's not my responsibility.
Did you ever engage
then
in any acts of physical violence against any of your wives?
Senator, absolutely not.
But you would agree with me that if someone had committed physical violence against a spouse, that would be disqualifying to serve as Secretary of Defense, correct?
Senator, absolutely not have I ever done that.
You would agree that that would be a disqualifying offense, would you not?
Senator, you're talking about a hypothetical.
I don't think it's a hypothetical. Violence against spouses occurs every day. And if you as a leader are not capable of saying that physical violence against a spouse should be a disqualifying fact for being Secretary of the most powerful nation in the world, you're demonstrating an astonishing lack of judgment. If you as a leader are not capable of saying that physical violence against a spouse should be a disqualifying fact for being Secretary of the most powerful nation in the world, you're demonstrating an astonishing lack of judgment. The incident in Monterey led to a criminal charge, a criminal investigation, a private settlement, and a cash payment to the woman who filed the complaint. And there was also a non-disclosure agreement, correct?
It was a confidential settlement agreement off of a nuisance lawsuit.
Right. During an interview, you claimed that you settled the matter because you were worried that if it became public, it might hurt.
We're just going to wrap up Senator Kaine's Q&A. There are so many moments like this in Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearing. What is really interesting is right at the front end of all those cuts, you hear Pete Hegseth's lawyer say yes in response to a question. And it's a question Tim Kaine is asking him about, well, you cheated on wife number two with wife that became number three after you had just had a kid and then got wife number three. It's amazing. When someone asks you straightforward questions like, would someone who has committed assault be per se unqualified to be Secretary of Defense? You don't hedge, you just say yes. And Hegseth goes around and around and around and around and around and around and around with all these things. And the reason that he does that is he doesn't want to get boxed in or say something on the record that's untrue. There's also this little rhetorical thing that became very clear to me throughout the hearing. He's asked a series of questions like, this happened, or do you not deny that this happened? And he refuses to answer the question directly. And then there'll be some question that he absolutely, unequivocally will deny, which means that all the other questions that he hedged about, he admits to having done. Otherwise, why wouldn't you just say no or just answer the question clearly? And this happens throughout the hearing. So I want to go to the phones, 855-757-8557524842. I'm going to do that in just a second. Want to take a text, Sue from Franklin, saying, where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know anyone who has been accused of so much by so many except for Donald J. Trump. Yeah, basically. It's the hearing was ridiculous. And here are the two facts that I find most offensive about what occurred today. The first is the fact that the committee chair will not release the FBI investigatory report about Mr. Hegseth to the members of the congressional committee. Why not, sir? That's terrible. Also, the FBI investigation didn't talk to all of these women. The investigation itself was insufficient. The second thing that I find really offensive is the committee chair was asked twice to allow a second round of questioning. For someone with this many skeletons, this many allegations, this many problems, the very least that you can do, and by the way, it is far more often the case that two or three rounds of questioning happens in these sorts of hearings, especially when there's this kind of controversy. And the senators were denied. The total amount of time for each senator to question this guy with multiple allegations involving sexual harassment, sexual assault, a hostile workplace, excessive drinking, all these comments about women in service. Oh, yeah. And I forgot his advocacy for pardons, presidential pardons for men convicted of war crimes who were accused not by politicos in the Beltway, but were accused, tried and convicted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice by men in their own units. 7 minutes of questioning. What a joke. For shame. When we come back, I will take more calls and texts and give you my final thoughts on where we stand in all of this. But I encourage you to watch some of these extended exchanges. Pete Hegseth smirking and kind of eye rolling. You heard some of his heavy breathing, his failure to answer questions directly, his repeatedly talking over senators, including senators that have served in the military. Complete lack of respect for both the process and the seriousness of the allegations against you. He keeps saying, those were anonymous. No, sir, not all of them were anonymous. In fact, one of them came from your mom in writing, in an email, calling you a really bad dude who abuses women. 855-757-8557524842. A review of the Hegseth confirmation hearing continues. Love to get your take on all of this, especially if you yourself have served in the military. Keep it locked. The conversation about this very real news continues when we get back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Donald Trump's inaugural committee has received $170 million in contributions, and it's expected to reach $200 million, almost double his 2017 total. Yes, the contributions pay for inaugural balls, but inaugural funds are also a vehicle for corporate pay-to-play contributions, currying favor for federal contracts, lenient legislation, or access to the president. The Associated Press reported January 9th that the totals were far beyond President Trump's $107 million in 2017 and President Biden's $62 million in 2021. The Federal Election Commission oversees inaugural contributions, and any donation of $200 or more must be reported. But 90 days after the contribution is made and long after the spotlight is gone. There are no individual or corporate contribution limits, and only foreign nationals are barred from donating. Among the known 2024 inaugural donors, Amazon, Meta, OpenAI, Toyota, Ford, General Motors, and Boeing all made public statements when they donated $1 million each. Energy company Chevron said in a statement to Reuters, "Chevron has a long tradition of celebrating democracy by supporting the inaugural committees of both parties." Or perhaps they're sending a message to someone. We have more on the pay-to-play history of inaugurations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. A lot of real news happening today. I have covered in the first hour the lawlessness of Luce Cannon, Judge Aileen Cannon, and the fact that by her actions, all of the most important facts about Donald Trump's stealing of the super secret spy documents are nearly certainly never going to see the light of day. It is an abomination. Her incompetence, her contempt for the law, her contempt for her responsibility to seek justice, to observe her oath to the Constitution, to allow the American public ultimately, and starting with Congress, to have access to this essential information, was echoed today on Capitol Hill. We heard the echo of the Southern District of Florida on Capitol Hill today with the same sort of glib nonsense, smooth-talking snake oil salesmanship of an equally unqualified, constitutionally contemptuous individual named Pete Hegseth. And the lack of seriousness with which the Republican senators on that committee took this hearing was beyond. How many push-ups can you do? Mm-hmm. That's super important. Joe from Madison, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie. I wanted to just return briefly, and it ties in with this whole show that you put together, to a previous caller you had who was irritated at you because he said, "You're going to interrupt me, and you've interrupted me in the past." Yep. In your response to him, you said, "It's my show." I would like to expand on that, particularly in the light of this show that you've put together. It's more than the fact that it's just your show, Maggie. It is your responsibility. And as it being your responsibility, you can't expect as a caller that you are not going to challenge him on things that you think are wrong or inaccurate or right-wing talking points that don't add to the discussion, that are disparaging, that aren't on topic. I mean, You can't expect that. This show is you, and I mean it when I say your responsibility. You are going to be looked at as to how did you keep the discussion going? Did you just let somebody rattle on with right-wing talking points and never challenge them? That's not interesting. We want to know. We need information, and particularly in light of what you've given us today, where we're pretty much screwed nine ways to know whatever happened with those documents. Yeah. It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying, and particularly because of the glibness of our potential Secretary of Defense, who just talked over people and didn't explain himself. It's all the more reason that this is a place, your show is a place where we can get information, where it has to have evidence behind it, and you will listen, but you can't expect that Maddie's going to just, go out and smoke a cigarette while you spend 5 minutes talking of right-wing talking points. Come on. So at any rate, I just wanted to thank you for the work you do. I know that it's done by day so that you get a great day show, but I also appreciate that you have a lineup that also, reflects the state of Wisconsin, what's happening with the nation, and also the larger spin of our times, which is, Maggie and the Millionaires obviously tackles that. And as today showed, we have an issue ahead of us, which is, the truth spigot is just being turned off right and left. And what's ahead of us is going to be quite scary. And I'm so glad that you're here and willing to challenge people and willing to do the work that you do. Thanks a lot, Maggie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Staying on topic, it is a really big deal, right? We were talking about the super secret spy documents case, again, which I think is the clearest set of facts relating to Donald Trump's criminal activity. Caller wanted to talk about the fraud case. It's like, it's off topic. Stay on topic. If you're on topic, if you don't disinform, if you don't discriminate or disrespect, I'll let you go. I'll argue with folks. I have a number of time with a number of conservatives. I like that. That's good juice for the show. But thank you, Joe. Let's all stay on topic. Jack from Merrimack, sir, what would you like to share this afternoon?
Very quickly, climb mountains as a hobby. I summited a couple of mountains with a wonderful woman who was a helicopter pilot, who in fact, in the previous Trump administration, was one of the people responsible for some of the security in the air. And she had an affair. She's in the military, of course. She had an affair, and she was literally drummed out of the military for that. If this guy, with his multiple issues that way, if he is confirmed, the hypocrisy will be amazing to me.
Yeah, the stench of the hypocrisy, unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just want to share a little thought from Andrew from Maine, stating this. Mr. Committee Chair, since you declined to release the findings of the FBI regarding Pete Hegseth, I presume there is information that supports the allegations of misconduct for this individual. As such, I find him unfit to serve. Absolutely. If there's nothing to hide, turn over the documents. If there's nothing to hide, let the DOJ release Jack Smith's report to Congress under seal with redactions. I'm sick of this perversion of our systems and processes. I'm sick of the circus that this has been turned into today. Oh, yeah. We got Kristi Noem's nomination coming up. That other totally unqualified nominee for the Director of National Intelligence. Stay tuned. I'll cover it all. In cooperation with each and every one of you, including our conservative callers, as long as you stay on point with me, my friends. Because remember, I'll stand up for you and your right to disagree with me. I hope you stand up for me and my right to run the show and stay on topic. But it's always better when we stand together for the truth. Dom Salvio's up next.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
On the way, Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us. I got an interesting voicemail about I don't have to worry about paying any taxes. Also, who is coming in on H-1B visas? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and red flag warnings in effect in Southern California with wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour that could whip up wildfires. A disaster recovery center opening in L.A. County. Fire victims can apply for federal grants and housing assistance. Regional FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton.
One of the things that we've already done is had over 40,000 applications. We provided over $8 million. But there's a lot of work yet to do.
On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth at his Senate confirmation hearing denied allegations of sexual assault and personal misconduct. Hegseth's blaming what he called a smear campaign, but also acknowledged that he's overcome character lapses.
I'm not a perfect person, but redemption is real.
Tomorrow, six more confirmation hearings are scheduled, including State Secretary nominee Marco Rubio fielding questions from senators. Israel and Hamas signaling that they are getting close to finalizing a Gaza ceasefire deal. This is ABC News.
You can always